Well, hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Now, when you visit another country, do you enjoy seeing the cities or nature? The name of our lesson is Chiloé, Chile. And not all of Chiloé is man-made, so what kinds of things can you see in nature there? Well, today, let's go to Chiloé National Park. And then we'll go to a special forest. And finally, we'll learn about the wildlife of Chiloé. All right, looks like we have a lot to learn, so let's get started.
Chiloé, Chile. Not all of Chiloé's beauty is man-made. The islands possess great natural beauty, including gentle hills, thick forests, and rocky shores. Those who want to see this beauty for themselves should visit the Chiloé National Park. This 430 square kilometer park stretches along the coast of the Pacific Ocean across vast forests. Visitors can explore this park by hiking, kayaking, or horseback riding. Just north of the park is a forest whose floor sank 2 meters during an earthquake.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 possess 这个动词。Possess 是指拥有或具有，注意它的第一组的两个 S 是发 Z 的音，最后两个 S 是发 S 的音，所以念成 possess。例如 This region possesses many different natural resources， 这个区域拥有许多不同的天然资源，或者是 The boy possesses such great musical talent， 这个男孩的音乐才华太惊人了。它的名词是字尾加上 ion 变成 possession。Possession 可以是指拥有或占有，这个时候它是一个不可数名词。例如 The antique chair came into my possession 10 years ago. 十年前我得到了这把古董椅。Possession 也可以指拥有物，这个时候就是可数的。例如 The poor wife was abandoned with no money and no possessions. 这个可怜的妻子被丈夫抛弃，没有钱也没有任何财产。继续我们看 vast 这个形容词 vast 是指广大的或巨大的例如 from the top of the hill you can see vast fields covered with wildflowers 从山丘上你可以看到布满野花的广阔平原或者是 the vast majority of the people in this city are very friendly to foreigners 这个城市绝大多数的民众对外国人都很友善或者是 a vast amount of time and money has already been invested in this project, so it must succeed. 已经有太大量的时间跟金钱都投入在这个项目，所以它一定得成功。
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, here we're learning about everything else you can do in Chiloé, Chile. And we read here at the top, not all of Chiloé's beauty is man-made,The islands possess great natural beauty, including gentle hills, thick forests, and rocky shores. So there's a lot of beauty that you can see when you visit a place. Sometimes you visit man-made things, and sometimes you visit natural things.
So what is something that's man-made? Well, it's exactly how it sounds. It's something that man has made. For example, Taipei 101 is here in Taipei, and it's...man-made. Now, something that would be an example of a natural item or something that's natural would be Niagara Falls.
Yes. Or if you're in Taipei, maybe Elephant Mountain.
Oh, Elephant Mountain. That's a good example. Have you been to Elephant Mountain?
Yeah. And from Elephant Mountain, that natural beauty, that mountain there, you can see the man-made Taipei 101. If you go and visit China, have you been to the Great Wall of China, Rebecca?
I have not yet been to China, but I would like to go sometime, and I would love to go to the Great Wall of China.
Yeah, that's nice man-made architecture right there. Of course, you've got the Huanghe, which is natural. And if you visit the States, there are several different
national parks. One is called Mount Rushmore.
Ooh.
Now, here's a little quiz for you. Is Mount Rushmore man-made or natural, Rebecca?
Let me guess. Let's see. There's people carved on the rock. Ah, it must be man-made.
Yes, bingo.
Yes, I got
That's
it right.
It's got some presidents carved into the rock. So that is man-made. But, of course, we've been to Yosemite, which is natural beauty.
That's right. So we've given you several different examples of things that are natural versus man-made architecture. Why don't you take some time and think of some other examples? Well, continuing on with our lesson, we read, those who want to see this beauty for themselves should visit Chiloé National Park. We're going to pause for just a moment and talk about this phrase to do something for one's self. This just means that you need to experience or you need to see something for yourself. You don't want to just go by what someone else says or believe what someone else says. You want to do it yourself.
I heard there is really delicious steak at that restaurant, but I need to taste it for myself. I want to believe my friend, but I love steak. I'm going to taste it for myself.
Or let's say that someone tells you about this really good movie. Gabe likes to tell me about different movies that I should go see.
Yeah.
And he likes to tell me, Rebecca, you should go see it for yourself.
You really should see these movies for yourself. Because other people can tell you about the movies, Rebecca, but you need to experience it for yourself.
Yeah, experience the theater for yourself or watch the movie for yourself. You really should taste this food for yourself. So many different ways to use this phrase.
And we're learning about some things you could see in Chile. We're reading about it. But maybe we should go there and explore this place for ourselves. So those who want to see this beauty for themselves should visit the Chiloé National Park. This 430 square kilometer park stretches along the coast of the Pacific Ocean across vast forests. Well, that sounds kind of exciting. I like forests, Rebecca.
Hey, I like forests too.
Yeah, because you like climbing trees.
I do. I was just going to say that in a forest, there's lots of trees. And that means that there's lots of trees to climb. I would enjoy that very much. Well, visitors can explore this park by hiking, kayaking, or horseback riding. I love doing all those different things.
This reminds me of when I visited Mount Taal in the Philippines. That is a volcano, and the way to get up the mountain was on horseback. It was actually a donkey, but we all rode different donkeys up the side of this volcano.
Ooh.
Pretty cool.
That sounds exciting. I don't think I've ever ridden on a donkey before. I've ridden on a pony and a horse and a camel.
You need to try riding a donkey for yourself, Rebecca.
Thank you. I just might have to do that sometime. Well, anyway, just north of the park is a forest whose floor sank 2 meters during an earthquake. Sounds like a really scary earthquake.
Yeah. So what happened here? So I guess there was an earthquake and the forest floor used to be this high, but now 2 meters. 2 meters. That's about my height. It sank 2 meters. Wow, it sank a whole Gabe.
It sank an entire Gabe. All I know is I'm definitely glad that I was not there when that actually happened. This definitely sounds like it was by far the scariest earthquake yet.
What?
Earthquake yet.
Wait,
by far?
By far?
Yes. We need to learn more about that phrase in the
info cloud. Ding dong.
Hi, friends. Do you know what the word far means?
Pauline, I think our students know that. It means to be a long distance away.
Well, then, what about the phrase by far?
Ah, what do you think, friends? Does by far mean that something is by another thing but also far from it?
No. We use by far to express extremes when comparing things.
So this phrase is used to express that something is the best or the worst?
Yes, kind of. Actually, it goes one step beyond that. For example, I might say, Christmas is my favorite holiday by far.
Ah, yes. adding by far expresses that not only is Christmas your favorite, but that it is easily your favorite. You didn't have to think about it. There's no question which holiday is number one to you.
Right. This idiomatic phrase alludes to racing. In a race, the winner might cross the finish line just a second before the other runners.
But the first place runner could also cross the finish line, look back, and realize there's no one following close to him. In that case, you could say he was the fastest runner by far.
By far can also be used in a negative sense. For example, that was the worst movie in the series by far.
一起来看一个实用的片语 by far. By far 表示非常的大大的，它是一个加强语，用来强调比较级或最高级。比如说 He is the smartest boy in the school. 在学校里他最聪明，加上 by far, He is by far the smartest boy in the school. 他是学校里最聪明的孩子，而且呢程度上还远比其他人更聪明。或是一场田径赛，第一名的跑者遥遥领先，我们就可以说 He is the fastest runner by far. 这个片语呢也可以用于否定句。That was the worst movie in the series by far. 那部电影显然是在那一系列中最差的。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are learning about Chiloé, Chile. And today we've learned that there are not only man-made things in this place. No, there are some awesome natural things. There is a lot of beauty in the Chiloé National Park. You can go hiking there, kayaking, horseback riding. You can even visit a forest whose floor sank during an earthquake. What is that all about? Let's find out.
Chiloé, Chile. It was then flooded during the tsunami that followed. From the nearby village of Chepu, guests can take a kayak out to enjoy this rare sight. Animal lovers can see a huge variety of birds and mammals in the park. They can also visit three islands where two types of penguins lay their eggs. Other types of birds and blue whales also visit the area around those islands. Chiloé may not be a center of tourism, but it is a beautiful place to visit.
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 variety 这个名词 ,var 这个字首有不同或变化的意思。所以 variety 在这里是指各式各样或者是多种类型，大多数是用单数型。例如 ,this store sells a wide variety of cheese, 这家店贩售的 cheese 种类非常广泛。Variety 也指其中的一个种类，例如 ,this variety of apple is sour than others, 这个品种的苹果比其他的要酸。Variety 也可以指多样性，这个时候就是一个不可数名词。例如 ,the restaurant's food lacks variety, 这个餐厅的食物缺乏多样性。最后我们看的是 tourism, 这个不可数名词。我们看到这个字里面有 tour, 游览或观光这个名词，所以 tourism 是指观光业或旅游业。例如 ,tourism has become this town's main source of income, 观光业已经成为这个城镇主要的收入来源，或者是At age 45, Sean quit his job in the bank and moved into tourism. 45岁的时候 ,Sean 辞掉银行的工作,转换跑道到旅游业。如果是观光客的话,就叫做 tourist, T-O-U-R-I-S-T. 例如 ,the tourist's passport and money was stolen at the train station. 这名观光客在火车站的时候,护照跟钱都被偷了。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so we learned that just north of the park, there's a forest whose floor sank 2 meters during an earthquake. Well, we learned something else. It was then flooded during the tsunami that followed. Now, a tsunami is a disaster. It causes a lot of destruction, as does an earthquake. And we actually call those natural disasters.
Ooh, natural disasters. Yes, there are so many different kinds of natural disasters. Here in our lesson, we learned about two, an earthquake and a tsunami. And if there's an earthquake out at sea, then of course a tsunami will follow, or often a tsunami will follow. So, you know, Taipei is known for its many earthquakes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Taiwan. And sometimes we have tsunamis, but not that often. Actually, not recently. Tsunamis that affected Taiwan. There have been tsunamis that affected other places, right? Those huge waves that come crashing onto the land and affect a lot of people. A lot of people have died in tsunamis.
Now, if you live in the cold where there's snow and mountains, you might experience another natural disaster called an avalanche. Those can be very destructive.
Yes. No, this is a picture not of an avalanche, but of a mountain covered with snow. But who knows what might happen? Maybe there will be an earthquake which causes an avalanche. Shiepeng. Okay, so that snow comes rushing down the mountains. You better get out of the way. There are some other natural disasters that we could talk about, like one that we don't talk about often, but it's a sinkhole.
Yes. Actually, more recently in the past year, I've heard of several incidents where a sinkhole actually took place. And that is, it just looks exactly like this. A big hole just forms in the middle of somewhere, whether it be the city or somewhere else.
That's right. The ground just caves in.
Mm-hmm.
It creates a sinkhole. What's another natural disaster? Well, a hailstorm is one example. That is bingbao. That is hail, right? So a hailstorm is bao bao. Say that, Rebecca.
Bao bao.
Yeah, you like
bao,
that?
Bao bao. It's like a piece of ice, and this can be really dangerous because sometimes the hail, can actually be pretty big.
Yes.
And can cause damage. Well, anyway, those are some natural disasters for you to know about, and which are very important. Well, anyway, we're talking about this tsunami that followed. From the nearby village of Chepu, guests can take a kayak out to enjoy this rare sight.
Well, friends, we go to the very last sentence of our lesson. Chiloé may not be a center of tourism, but it is a beautiful place to visit. So it's not the center of tourism. When I think of Chile and a popular place, I think of maybe Easter Island. That's a very famous island off the coast of Chile. That might be more a center of tourism.
Exactly. Well, friends, right now it's time for us to go to the SC Challenge. Yes. Hey, everyone. It's time for the SC Challenge. And today we have David joining us for this challenge. David, are you ready for the SC Challenge?
Yes, I am, Rebecca.
Oh, great. Well, here's the first question I have for you. Where is the most unique place that you've gone to visit?
As a child, I've went to this place. It's a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a boulder field.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
And what is a boulder field?
It's a place covered with big rocks.
Okay. And what made this place so unique?
It's very pretty. Mm-hmm. And you can climb on it. You can take a whole afternoon, go up and down. Very pretty.
So you can actually climb on the rocks?
That's right.
And they take you up a hill?
Yeah.
Up the mountain? And then you can climb back down?
Yeah.
Oh, great. How often would you go visit this place?
I've been there 4 times.
Okay. You must definitely like this place. And where did you say this place is located?
It's in Germany.
Okay, friends. Sounds like you might need to take a trip to Germany to go and visit this very unique place. So would you recommend other people go visit this boulder field?
Oh, definitely.
And why is that?
It's a good workout exercise. And it's nice to go with your family, enjoy the atmosphere, the scene.
Okay. So, in other words, if you want to get a good workout, if you want to get some exercise, if you want to go visit a beautiful new place in Germany, you should go to Boulder Field. Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us for today's SE Challenge. And David, thank you for sharing about this very unique place. We'll see you next time.
Hey! Thanks for joining with us today. We're at the Chiloé Islands.
I love these beautiful islands.
Look at the colorful wooden houses on stilts. They are so special.
Yes, and so is the culture. Spain conquered Chiloé's main island in 1567, and its culture is combined with the local tribes.
Chiloé Island is known for its many traditional wooden churches.
Local carpenters built them using methods they learned from building ships.
They were built on the hilltops, so people on ships could see them.
Their location helped them from being flooded, too.
The culture here also includes delicious food.
Oh, yes, and every visitor should try it. They've been growing potatoes for centuries, hundreds of types.
They eat them with meat, fish, and potato stew.
These islands possess great natural beauty, gentle hills, thick forests, and rocky shores.
If you want to see it for yourself, you should visit the Chiloé National Park. It stretches along the coast of the Pacific Ocean across vast forests.
You can explore the park by hiking, kayaking, or horseback riding.
From the village of Chepu, there's a rare sight. It's a forest that sank 2 meters during an earthquake.
And then it was flooded during the tsunami. Let's take a kayak and enjoy the sight.
Let's go. Oh, wait. Do these islands have anything for animal lovers?
Oh, yes. A huge variety of birds and mammals. You can even see penguins. And sometimes blue whales visit the area.
Oh, super. This may not be the center of tourism, but it's a beautiful place to visit.
Yes, you should really visit. And thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
Well, how would you like to visit Chiloé, Chile?
Well, of course I would love to go visit Chiloé, Chile.
And how would you like to play some foot shuttlecock on Chiloé, Chile?
That sounds great. Sounds like an adventure. Well, friends, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
For a lesson about foot shuttlecock right here on Studio Classroom.